Aye. Just back from a terabyte yacht.
Your what?
I was out on it, the yacht.
What yacht?
On the Tay.
What Tay? What?
Shaped like a big sea turtle. 60,000, me and 60,000 other people.
Oh, this
did
yacht.
You not get an invite?
No, I saw it.
I just landed the helicopter.
There's several helicopters and high-speed boats that come out of its mouth.
Yeah, no, well, I have my super yacht, and I keep it in the ferry.
Yeah.
I just hopped into my yacht, I call it the Pug Wash, and I jumped onto it, and I just went, and I docked my super yacht on this Terra yacht. Huge thing.
Wonderful. Undulate when you say things.
I was going about in my golf cart.
Oh, if right.
I had sex on the beach in the bar. It was wonderful.
I've seen that boat that all the rich.
Oh, that's
live
not
on.
Real.
No, the not that one. The boat. What's it called? Is it the World or the Earth or something? I can't remember. And all the rich live on it, and they just travel around the world.
Yeah.
They docked up at Stornoway when I was up there, and it was out.
Yeah, not the rich the though. The thing is, it's not the rich. It's not the super rich. If you're an Elon Musk,
you've got your own boat.
You've got your own thing. So all this is for the kind of millionaire class, and they want to live like a billionaire. But you're just living like you're in Benidorm.
Yes, but they don't want to pay taxes.
No.
And this is how they get away with it.
You can. I could toss you off into the Pacific.
Oh.
There's no splashback.
No splashback.
If you die in international waters, didn't even bother.
Well, the thing is, I saw this boat, and I went, oh.
Yeah, it's no nice.
And it was all a bit scummy and rusty. And
these yachts are fucking polluting bastard things.
Very much so,
all this
yeah.
shit falls into the sea. They show up at little Italian coastal towns.
Ruin them.
And ruin them.
Tip They're, over.
It's a terrible thing.
Yes, terrible. I agree with this. And I have seen this one where I think the cheapest cabin on it was like 5 million.
Well, my mum and dad went on a cruise one time in their life and they just got fucking pished all the time. My father drank all the brandy they had on the boat.
That was it.
All the brandy.
Had to sail back.
All the brandy.
We're out. The fuel's going down as well quickly.
Mom, I think my mum had not a nervous breakdown. I think she had an allergic reaction. To booze, obviously.
Obviously.
Because it wasn't enough. So they had her in the doctor's place, Kim.
Oh my God, it sounds wonderful.
Tied her to a gurney, Kim. Put a gag in her.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop you right there.
No, it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland. Now we're a day early. # blame Goron.
Aye, of course.
That's fine. But
they like it when we're early. Premature, if you will.
A little premature.
Did you see my AI stuff I was doing?
Oh, I did. What a disaster. It doesn't like words.
It doesn't like words is a problem for it.
Yeah. I read somewhere, someone said,
but it's
kind of
got the idea.
Out, yeah. Now, they said that's the key. It's got the idea.
It's like it's brain damaged.
They say, well,
it's
no,
like
hold
it's
on.
Got a migraine.
They're asking, right, something very young, like a kid, with unbelievably good recall.
Yes.
Right?
But
nowhere forward.
No way to process information, really.
Yes,
doesn't
so they're
know
getting...
Any, doesn't
so
know where anything is.
Make a human. And it's not making a human, it's describing a human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
they're very good. Mm. But when it says it's learning languages, it starts adapting the languages. Yeah. So it needs to pull back. But it's learning.
Uh-huh.
It is actually sort of gaining this different...
But it was terrible, but I could
learning-ish.
See what it's doing.
Yes.
What I'm glad is it'll destroy the livelihood of graphic designers.
Mm.
And when you went to art school, of which I did, the folk that were shit became graphic designers.
Now, I went...
I'm going to sneeze.
I was asked...
It's okay, it's fine.
2006,
2007. Someone moved.
I was asked... Mm-hmm. To go to college by a lecturer. I went, I'm not going
in
back
prison.
To college. No, not in prison. And they said, because at that point I wasn't working as a photographer anymore, but they knew my work because it was online and everything and through different things. And they said, if you went to graphic design, you would walk it and they need people like you because people who are accountants that don't want to be accountants go into graphic design.
Oh, geez.
And they said, because you've got this behind you,
graphic
you'd walk
design.
It.
Is a level of creativity people without creativity
yes.
can do.
Yes, and it's a huge
all
issue.
All you had was watercolour challenge in the telly and graphic design.
That's true. But this is what they were saying. It's
well,
they want artists
on
in.
AI.
They
you
won't
know,
go.
You know Willy Wonka's Chocolate Emporium?
Yes.
So there was a big
that
write-up.
Poor woman.
There was a write-up in the paper saying, a comment piece saying, AI, this is the beginning of the terror of AI. And I thought,
no.
Oh, no, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, but I've changed my mind. Thought,
right.
So I thought, of course, this is nonsense, because they could have just got a graphic designer to do the poster of a scam. Can every logo in the world, you get a lovely logo, but the product itself, shite. Anyway,
okay.
So I thought, but AI is not got anything to do with this. It's just, it could have been somebody else did the poster. And so why the link in AI? No.
Why? What's
this guy uses AI and it enables him to be a con man.
That's always going to happen.
Because his name's, I think it's Darren Cool or something.
Okay.
And what he does is, but it allows you to, without any effort, to be a con man. So he's done previous stuff where he's got 8 novels.
Yeah,
all written AI. By AI. Mm-hmm. Covers AI. He writes self-help books, all AI.
Yeah.
How to Be a Millionaire, AI. And he's charging people £27. So he just, 2 seconds, doof. And this Willy Wonka's Chocolate Emporium, everything was AI.
Yeah.
The script was AI. Everything about it was fucking AI. So it just allowed him to go...
Also, you may have noticed it failed.
It failed, yeah, it failed.
And I remember people saying when email became sort of ubiquitous,
but it failed.
This is going to allow people to easily con others.
But
it did.
It failed because the internet existed. So what created it also was it ended it. Because people were able to live stream, what the fuck's this? And it fell apart.
Yeah.
If there'd been no way of communicating, no mobile phones, people would have rocked up.
Now,
but he can't, he'd about 1,000 people. It says 1,000 transactions. Partly groups of 4 or 5 each.
Just jail him.
£40 each.
Just jail him.
He was making over, it's like £100,000.
Yeah, just jail him.
Yeah.
Just
but
jail
give
him.
A guy his due. He was fucking there on the day.
I wouldn't have been.
What he should have done is stay well away.
Paid someone £30 an hour just to stand and go, look,
people,
I don't know.
Can of people go into the internet and the harvest people's details are selling their house?
Yeah.
And then they sell their house from underneath them. Mm-hmm. And people think they've bought a house.
Yeah.
And it's just
they turn up at your door and they're like,
AI was a tool of nefarious behaviour.
Every tool. A hammer is.
Yeah.
You'll
exactly.
find that there's And but on Etsy at the moment, Etsy's going through a huge flux and they need to get it fucking sorted because they've got 90 million shoppers. They were made, it was handmade stuff, it was all one of the best sellers on it. I was looking just last night. They're selling packs, digital downloads, which is fair enough, of AI prompts. Just the prompts. But the prompts, they've got written by AI. So what they do is they get 1,000 prompts, AI writing prompts for itself. They put them into a PDF and sell them for £2.
Right.
200,000 sales.
Well, that's like people that play like
doesn't exist.
Computer games and buy stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
Can they get people to work for them to get a sword or a hammer or a nipple clamp?
Well, I can't remember what
fucking
it was,
hell,
but it was one game was really popular, sold a lot.
Somebody killed somebody over it.
Oh, no, this was something else. And then there was another game by the same studio.
Right.
And the other game made, I think it was 10 times the amount of money as the smaller game on one single microtransaction of a unicorn.
Jesus.
So why would they make that other game?
Etsy's got AI prompts on it.
You can buy prompts. You don't just make them up yourself, buy them.
Etsy needs to get on top
of
that.
Etsy needs to
now.
Get on top of it immediately.
Now, well, I've noticed
if you're using AI models to wear your... You see the clothes, that's fine. AI backgrounds. There's loads of things you can use AI for that can improve your shop.
Yeah.
You get better titles.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like E-Rank, they will use AI to get the loads of things to improve your shop. But the actual item, a lot of them just don't exist.
Jeez. That's ridiculous.
They just don't
exist. But they don't care because it's making the money.
It's making the money. Well,
it's like eBay. I prefer eBay to Amazon. But eBay's kind of become Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, quite a good way. You can buy. I found a lot of stuff you buy comes as quick as Amazon and eBay and cheaper. It's
getting very strange. There's one site for say music gear, and I don't know why Reverb,
right?
But it works,
right?
You get good stuff at fair prices. It's delivered quickly, and it's from other musicians or shops.
Yeah,
and they've kept it sort of under control.
Yeah. But Etsy, everything was... It's like Twitter now. It's just endless drop-shipped little tools.
Oh, you'll get drop shipping on
that Glasgow roller ball place, the roller derby place, the roller place in Glasgow.
Yeah,
I've got the two Twitter accounts,
mm-hmm.
and I am bombarded with adverts for this Glasgow roller place.
Right,
and I cannot get rid of it. And it asks me, and I say, delete, block, get rid. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. Every day, 40 or 50 of them. It's driving me fucking nuts.
I have Instagram on my phone.
Yeah.
I've never opened it.
No.
It's for the other business. It's just there in case I need to look at it. But I don't do anything. All of a sudden, I'm getting notifications from I don't know who what. And it's just tits.
Yeah.
So they've started.
Yeah.
And it's there's nothing wrong with tits. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But it shouldn't be on fucking YouTube. It shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
Twitter. Oh my God. It's
Twitter,
so frustrating.
If you tweet anything, if you comment anything,
mm-hmm.
it's just bots with tits.
Just tits.
So the whole system fails. You can't speak to anybody anymore. It's just the amount of DMs I get from and it's weird because I keep getting DMs from elderly Jewish men from New York.
What?
And they're bots.
Why would you choose that? This is so strange. It's so
this is Maori here, Maori. Hey, Maori here. Love that tweet. What are you up to? And you're like, what on earth are you?
It's so strange.
And you can write, it's so extraordinary. The whole system's crumbling.
But like that, I remember when you first saw a pair of tits on the internet, you went, I can see the appeal of this internet.
I remember.
Now I get angry.
I remember trying to have a look at Lucy Lawless's tits a long time ago.
That's a hell of an effort.
You remember, it used to go, or if you tried to watch a bit of movie porn, you lost interest.
3 days.
You were like that.
Couldn't put the computer off.
I'll go make a cup of tea.
If someone phoned you, you'd lost it. No. Didn't bother with that. But no, I actually get mad now because it's just bullshit.
But everything's infested with it.
Yeah,
shocking.
That's the problem.
Everything. It's making the internet.
If I want to look for tits, I'll look for them.
Yeah. But you're getting... It's no difficult on the internet.
Or here's the other one. The army... The guy in the army, the SAS, invented this torch and it was too dangerous for the army.
Yeah.
But now you can buy it for 20 quid.
YouTube is almost unwatchable now.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I've got a system, I've got a third party thing, so I watch YouTube in the house and it gets rid of all adverts. Magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon Prime have now got adverts on it.
Yeah, I noticed.
And YouTube, what's funny about that one, there's one that pops up every year and it's a... And it's AI-generated advert, and it's a plug-in heater.
Oh, yeah, and it will burn your house down.
But it says, yeah, and it's always a wee guy in Scotland was fed up with the way the heating worked, and he invented
He's disrupting the industry.
And they've just thrown together.
And it's a single electric bar
and
you put straight into the wall.
And you just know some elderly folk, yeah.
Oh, my God,
it's like
it'll kill them.
Yeah.
It'll kill them.
It's a hot element you just stick in the wall.
I can't stand all this.
Have you seen the one with the spoons?
What's that?
You've never seen the spoon one?
I've never
one.
Seen the spoon one.
It's a guy and he's got spoons in his eyes and it's like, stop. Big spectacles is lying to you. Opticians are lying to you. Optometrists are frauds.
Stop using spoons.
This simple hack.
A hack. Oh,
so you
God,
never need you wear specs, contact lenses, no laser treatment. He says, simply click on this link in your secret.
If the word hack is used, if the word disrupting mm-hmm. is used, you're being conned.
Speaking of disruptors, George Galloway.
Oh, Jesus, him.
Now, we spoke about this before, and I says the only thing I like about him is he's a shameless cunt, and he's a good orator. He could speak the legs off a donkey. Not my donkeys, but somebody
Not
else.
Rhythmically, though. He sounds like a robot that's had a stroke.
But he's got something about him. He's got a certain rough charm. Anyway, I watched the video. He believes he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, wonderful.
Social conservative.
There we go.
And he's into, for some reason,
Jesus.
He's pivoted. He's all, and he thinks is a conspiracy. He's a big fan of Russell Brand, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, my God.
He thinks it's all psyops. The fucking Rami at the Capitol in America
was
all
fake,
psyops.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Because I don't believe he believes any of this shit. But that's his
He's
market.
Appealing to
so this is
going to
be interesting because he is now an MP, and there's a lot of MPs who are complete fucking idiots. But we've been moving that way lately, where we're politicians like Lee Anderson and all those characters, Liz Truss. They're an MP nominally, but they're actually a media person.
Okay.
But he's Galloway's blatant. It's like if Russell Brand became an MP. So I'm interested to see what the fuck's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. What's he going to do? What's he going
to
say?
Well, that's the problem with personalities like that.
Yeah.
You get some dull Gordon Brown who...
Yeah.
We're going to lower the VAT rate to...
Alistair Darling.
He'd done all the right thing, but he was boring.
Alistair Darling. He capable, whatever mm-hmm. you think of his politics, he was not a glamorous guy, but he thought he was capable. He cared. I genuinely believe he kind of had an interest in everything. But these fuckers.
Yeah, it's just... It's wild.
And Galloway's been an MP before, so he'll be drawing his pension from the last time.
No, he's winning. He's winning.
Winning.
But he's not fitting his suits now. He's got a bit of...
That fedora hat of his, it's fucking wild, isn't it?
He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's like, he obviously doesn't have a mirror.
No.
It's shocking. So
his eyes, high blood pressure.
He likes a dram, shall we say.
I know.
You can tell by those eyes fucking straining to stay in his head.
Lockie, that's what it is. That Lockie energy.
I am completely an alien in my own place.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink, I'm not on heroin, no tramadol, nothing.
Yeah.
And and when I say I don't do these things, and they go, so where are you from originally? No, there. They just, because you're not a junkie, they assume you're from some glamorous place like Arbroath.
I was at one of my jobs the other day.
Yes.
And a family came in. Mm-hmm. All the women had walking sticks. They had the kids with them.
Don't, I'm heading for one.
And the kids came in.
Yeah.
A walking stick, but if you kick the walking stick away, they're perfectly fine.
Oh, right, okay.
The kids came in and the wee laddies spat a piece of chewing gum just in the reception.
Just done it.
So give the woman her due, the granny. She was 40. She told them to pick it up. But anyway, the man of the house was with them.
Okay.
He'd a giant chib mark up one cheek. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand. He was just Bobcat.
We like to call them dueling scars.
He was Bobcat Goldthwait in it. He was just like, I came for you, man, aye. And he just went, hey, kitty, hey. And I'm like, what? And then I was looking at him. He was good natured. How can I kid? What? And he goes like that at the front. Oh, hey! And he starts kidding on. He's playing a guitar and then left.
This is normal.
It was extraordinary.
It's normal.
Whitest shoes I've ever seen.
Going to a baker's
crisp
midday in Lochie, you'll get that constantly.
Just.
They have a Greggs there. And Greggs is just, it's absolute entertainment. They've got a huge pane of glass
how
at the front.
These folk
and you just watch it.
How are these folk functioning? They're fine, they're doing fine.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
They're breeding.
Yeah, they're doing great. This is the thing.
They've got a roof over their
head. I've been trying to explain to people for years.
Aye.
Right?
It's not a life I'd want.
I try and keep myself to myself.
Yeah.
I live a simple life.
Oh,
I don't
very
break the,
simple.
I don't
very simple.
Break the rules. I don't break laws. I don't do anything like that. I'm very dull.
Uh-huh.
I'm paying for it. The people that don't give a fuck, they're all fine.
George Galloway energy.
There's a Lockie energy. They're all fine. I remember, I've told you this. I was 14 years old and all my friends were on drugs and that. And I went like that. Fuck that. I'm a rebel. I'm a fucking rebel. I'm not going to take drugs. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to be them.
Straight edge.
But I didn't know that at the time. No, now hold on. I wasn't deciding.
You're a wonky edge.
I wasn't deciding to be that.
No.
I was a rebel. They were all doing the same. And I was like, fuck them.
You're sounding a bit like Sir Grayson Perry.
That sort of thing, but without the OBE. Hold on.
To be anti-establishment, you've got to be part of the establishment now.
Well, no. I didn't realise that I was being straight. I didn't realise. I was just rejecting. I was wanting to be different.
It sounds a bit sulky to me.
It was very.
Yeah, sulky.
But instead of sulky and turning to drugs.
I am going to my room. I'll be there for some time.
20 years.
Aye.
But that's exactly what That's exactly it.
Okay.
I genuinely felt I was just rebelling against everything.
Yeah.
Okay? And when you look back on that, that's not normal. I was rebelling. When you rebel, you start heroin, you start smoking, you get a flick where you just go, I don't care about anyone. I was the opposite. Because everyone was on fucking drugs.
You're a rebel without a clue.
Exactly
that's
that.
That's what you are.
Exactly.
You should wear a wee white t-shirt. Go about with that wee Johnny hat on.
I think I should.
Show up on a motorbike. A hog.
I think I should. Well, I had a moped. I had a Honda Vision 50cc.
You did.
49cc. Let's not get excited. It was really good. I got it. Me and Jeff and a friend of his, we went up to Aberdeen. There was this place that specialised in like old bikes. So you could pick up them really cheap.
Yeah.
But not like a breakers. It was just...
No. Oh.
And this bike was found in a garage. And it was like 600 miles on it.
Wow.
But it was like from 1981. Mm-hmm. And I got it for like 100 quid. Wow. Do I just take it? It's not running. Of course, Jeff being a mechanic, by the time we got it to the van, he had it running and everything. Okay. Fantastic, right? Loved it. So we're driving out of Aberdeen and his mate goes, could I nip into the bank here? So we stop and he nips into the bank to get some cash or to get it. Some lunch. No. And he come out. He goes, that was the strangest bank I've ever been in. He said, silence. Oh. He says he tried to speak to someone. He went down and he says, I had to go. They had two cash machines in the bank, so he went and got money. No one speak to him. The place was being robbed as he went in. He walked in. They had fucking guns.
Oh.
He didn't spot it. He's going, excuse me. No one's, what's going on here?
Fucking
yeah.
Fuck.
So he went, oh, fuck this, got his money and walked out.
Oh.
You had no clue. And then we got in the, and then we saw it in the paper and he phoned saying, remember, yeah, I was there, that was me.
Bottom of the Perth Road, that bank got robbed about 2 years ago. They took a lot of money, never caught them.
Really? That was
yeah,
mild.
It's now a pub now.
Right.
Next to DCA.
Oh, no, I was on the corner
yeah,
at the bottom.
Yeah.
God, yeah. That was, there used to be robberies all the time, but it's not something you
seemingly armed robberies didn't happen. In America, it doesn't happen anymore.
It's just going down.
There professional was a, crooks a have place gone into the, AI con merchants.
Yeah, off of Blackness Road, there was a little corner shop.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was away for a funeral, so he asked his uncle to come in for the day.
Uh-huh.
And the uncle's go, yeah, I'll cover you for the day. A guy come in with a rifle, pointed at him. The guy didn't even think, just took it off him and shot him. Didn't kill him or anything, but he just turned around and shot him. It was fantastic.
Wow.
He just grabbed, he said in the page, I didn't think, the next thing I knew it was in my hand. He went, how'd that get there? And just shot him.
Fuck.
He just grabbed it. Absolute instinct.
You're not expecting the person to grab your gun.
Yeah.
You think the way it goes is.
I think he shot him in the elbow.
Oh! Was it just an air rifle?
I don't know what rifle it was or anything, but it was a rifle. They said it was a rifle.
I've seen a lot of videos where somebody robs a shop in America. Because in America, there's a lot of Asian shopkeepers just like here.
Just the same.
And somebody will go into the shop to try and rob it. And then from behind the shop come 40 people.
Yeah, one with a chair. And, always with a chair.
And they suddenly realise, holy shit.
And this is not wrestling. This is not professional wrestling. No, just, when a steel chair hits you, you're fucked.
Or ones where jewellery shops and they've locked the door locks.
I like that.
And they're caught in a wee space.
Now, here's the thing, right? You get a lot of pleasure from watching people being caught doing something so... And they have weapons and that. They're in there. They could kill someone.
They're there to terrify people.
But it was... I think it is the one you're thinking of. And the guy's just like putting his hands up, but he just slinks backwards and locks the security door. Yeah. And then someone outside pulls the shutter down. And the guy's going, please, could you just lift it? Please.
I saw one and it was those bikes, kind of guys on bikes that rob people.
Yeah.
And they came round and they were trying to rob a guy with a knife or something. But he had like a dog with him. And the dog just went for the guy's throat.
Oh my God.
He was like, you're just like, holy shit.
There was one, there's this old guy working in this convenience store. The guy comes in, pulls the gun. As he pulls the gun, out of nowhere, this guy just goes, whoop. And the guy goes, okay, puts the gun down. If you blinked, you would miss this draw.
I used to live in Jura Street.
Oh my God.
And there was a shop there robbed. And the guys that robbed the shop, the old man that worked in the shop, he's a nice old geezer, they kicked the shit out of him.
Oh,
just
awful.
Completely unnecessary.
For no reason, yeah.
But the owner of the shop wasn't there at the time, but him and his brothers, they got on it and were in a van and they...
Oh, yeah.
The police were not involved.
No. The police will sit back for 10 minutes to make sure. They'll be there. No one's killed, but it's not happened for a while,
but there's a spate of like elderly, old ladies getting robbed by junkies.
Yeah.
And it's fucking appalling.
Yeah.
Because you could rob some old lady and it could hit her confidence so bad.
Destroy her life.
She could die.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
just shoot them.
No.
Don't give a fuck.
I know people are in a terrible position. Fucking shoplift for Tesco's if you have to. I don't care. But don't be robbing old ladies in the street.
I've mentioned this, but it's got kind of worse with me.
Yeah.
It's something that you might experience, that I hate violence. I hate seeing anything. If you see someone getting hurt properly, it's quite disturbing. It can stick with you. Unless they're doing something bad.
Yeah.
And then you see them getting shot and you go, well, that's the deal.
Oh, well.
And you have nothing. You change so quickly.
It's weird, isn't it?
Where you see someone getting hurt and you go, why was that? Oh, fuck, that'll stick with me for years. And then someone pulls a gun on someone and someone shoots them in the head, and you go, "Well, that's
I like
what
watching a I like watching
so strange
internet pranksters pranking somebody and then getting their head kicked."
Oh, I love it.
That's a
fav- See, I don't like violence.
No, it's a subgenre I really enjoy.
I love it when it goes wrong and someone just goes fucking wallop.
Can like
love
can guys out in stag nights can, and somebody dresses women or something. Yeah. And somebody decides to like take a swing at them,
and they just get the shit kicked out of them. I love that.
I don't like it though when people are then on their arse on the floor and then people kick their
and
head
someone
in.
Kicks them in.
As soon as you hit the old
see,
deck,
you've got to have rules. It's the same as me.
Yeah.
And the problem is, so when I say I don't like violence, that's not true.
No.
Because I can watch
I love watching the boxing. It's fantastic.
I don't like anything like that.
No, boxing. I don't like this
the cage fight.
No,
I don't like anything.
But boxing is rules. It's fun.
But I don't really enjoy anything
I
like
saw
that.
Years ago, I was at the bank machine in the high street in Dundee, and there was a queue for the taxis. And there was a group of young guys just being appalling. Mm-hmm. And there was an older guy and his wife. And they were just, and he'd said to them, "Lads, can my wife's here, do you mind?" And they were just, "Oh, fuck you, granddad."
Yeah.
And it got more and more heated. And the guy squared up to this guy. And the guy just obliterated them.
Oh, wonderful.
Obliterated them. Mm-hmm. And the steam just went out of the situation. Can if you see like some, if it's a group of rowdy guys and then somebody gets sparked, knocked completely out.
It stops.
It immediately.
You're like, fuck, that's gone way too far.
Yes.
Someone could be dead here.
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
But there's a lot of bullshit machismo from young guys. They're like fucking come
oh, God,
shout
that
and
was
scream. And,
shit. Well, I told you, I didn't get into fights that I knew I could win because I thought that was bullying.
Yeah.
So I would go into a fight, knew I would get a hiding, come out of it and went, fucking yes.
Moral superior. Yeah.
I've fucking won.
Yeah, you've won.
And I'm limping home with a tooth missing. And I would do that, but if I got into a fight and I knew I could fight someone,
no, it's,
then
it's,
I'm bullying.
Yeah, bullying, yeah.
So I knew if I got... The only time that happened, that I got into a fight where I knew I could kill someone, I came out of the cinema, me and my mate.
Did you go to the toddler extreme fight?
No, zone? They'd kick the fuck out of me.
Those little fuckers.
And there was a guy dancing on the roof of my car.
Oh, no.
And I just... nothing in me worked. I went in pure instinct of kill.
Yeah.
And I ran at him and grabbed him by the legs and he fell off. And I started strangling. I was going crazy. And my mate ran and rugby tackled me off of him. He says, "You were going to kill him." I went, "I wasn't even thinking."
Imagine.
So that was one time I was really young, and I knew I could kick him in. I should have told him to get down.
If
so,
if somebody comes to your
house. I was young. I was 23.
If somebody comes to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in your house.
I agree.
Fuck them. No, they're dead.
Don't care. Don't care.
Yeah.
I worry about the situation that I'll encounter later.
Yeah.
That's for future Derek to worry
about. It's quite easy to set up a situation. He said he was going to kill me. He came in my house to kill me.
Yeah. And as I tell everyone, don't have a baseball bat at your door.
I know.
Don't have a stick.
What about a cast iron wok?
Now, what to do, right?
Uh-huh.
Always have a pan or a pot with food in it.
Aye.
And if something happens, tip the food out all over the kitchen and wallop this person to death.
Yeah.
And then there was no premeditation of having a weapon. Now, I'm not telling you that. I saw this in a film.
3 a.m, you were down there heating up some beans.
So that's for my tea tomorrow. Yeah. And it just happened.
It is good. I watched a documentary thing about, have you heard of Graham Young?
Mm-mm.
He was the poisoner.
Oh, Jesus.
So as a 14-year-old,
right.
He just started poisoning people. So friends at school.
That's insane.
His family.
It?
He fucking killed his stepmother.
But I have said you do need a hobby.
Yeah, but he was doing, he had poison all over the town. He was keeping, studying it. He was little granules of poison. He was letting people get better and then making them worse. So he got caught for it. He had a diary all about it. And he ended up going to Broadmoor for 14 years. He only did 9. Then when he came out, he's expunged his record. He got a job in a photo place, development photo place. He just started poisoning everybody. He killed people.
That's not normal.
But he was kind of high intellect guy, but a psychopath, so he's an idiot because he got caught.
That's another great trope that I kind of hate.
But he was able to go into the chemist when he's 14 and buying like deadly chemicals.
If you're a killer or a psychopath, you're also a genius.
No, they're not geniuses.
You're not.
There is something very, very wrong with you. And you're not a genius because you get caught because you're an imbecile.
And what's frightening for people on the outside looking at it is that they're able to do these things.
Yeah.
That's it. And no then empathy. You go, if you're able to do these things.
Zero empathy.
And then you can balance your books. They go, God, they're clever. Well,
it's the trope of American movies.
I hate that trope.
That psychopaths are like debonair and all that shit. They're not. They're maniac.
I've heard this about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
He was handsome.
No.
He was articulate.
He was horrible. Have you seen him? Look at him. Creepy.
Creepy as fuck.
Weird.
Who says this? Crazy fucking women.
Yeah.
Right, and I hate to say crazy women, but you know who I'm talking about.
The men of the legal system said to him, God, this is remarkable. Because he was his
just
own lawyer.
Because he wasn't there going blah, blah, blah,
because they're used to criminals who are like, I just.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was able to speak two more words.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a genius. No, he wasn't.
Well, that Richard Ramirez guy, who didn't have a tooth in his head, smelled like dog shit.
That's true.
Women were flocking to see him.
Crazy women.
Flocking. It's the same with old ladies that like Cliff Richard.
Actually, this is a beautiful segue into what this is about today, because it will come up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I will soon be lightly toasted in an MRI.
Okay.
I assume there'll be some sort of benefits you can get from it. I'm not saying superpowers. I'm just saying. No, I've got a feeling there might be.
No.
I don't think you know medicine.
You listen to headphones on plastic tubes and it's Cliff Richard.
You didn't get the right MRI. I'm going to get the right one that gives you the powers.
The one they keep in the bunker under the wheels.
Now, I know technically in Dundee is a second-hand one. But it's going to be good. I've got a feeling.
They don't even clean it between people.
Oh, there'll be a grease to it.
You're going after a big fat person that just fills the space.
Oh, God.
Ken, when you're emptying.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be the only rest again.
Ken, when you're emptying a tin of corned beef and it just when I come out, it's just. And then that's the last person.
So I thought.
They always use Emma. Watch yourself.
Why?
Because you could be in there and that Alice Roberts might appear.
Oh, no.
Because they think you're like a bog body or something they've found. They think you're a like Cro-Magnon person they've found.
That's not actually funny because I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
I was a couple of years ago,
uh-huh.
I had to go up to the doctors,
uh-huh.
and I was lying out.
Spread eagle.
And there wasn't a mirror.
Feet in the stirrups.
There was a glass
yeah. Did you
cupboard,
see yourself?
And I saw myself and it looked like Silent Witness.
You know Otzi? That guy they found in the body.
Oh, Otzi, right. Yeah,
the Iceman.
The Iceman.
Yeah.
Well, I looked and I went, God, I can really, just like a cadaver, my hips are really pronounced.
Oh.
And I just went, I felt awful.
What's that Christian Slater film when he lost all the weight?
Christian Slater?
No, Christian Bale. Christian Bale.
The Machinist?
Machinist, yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Imagine, well, that was a fat version of me at the time. It was.
He lost a lot of weight for
that. That was not good for you. Not
it
good
was
for you.
Filmed in Spain. Michael Ironside's in it. Great.
But he's fat now.
Oh, giant fat, isn't he?
He was huge, big fat. So.
You wouldn't say he was fat to his face. Scary guy.
Oh, he's got old man strength, you can
tell.
Oh,
terrifying.
So I looked into superpowers that, you know.
People have developed superpowers.
Real ones.
Right.
Not fake, like the comics. Real superpowers. Now, I've discovered, you'll probably know this guy.
Any guys that can stick, they think they're magnetic, but they're just sweaty.
This sort of thing, but these are real.
Okay.
Wim Hof, do you know the guy that swims in the ice?
Oh, he's an idiot.
Right, now I agree.
Ice water swimming guy.
Yeah, he's an idiot. But he stayed submerged in ice water for 2 hours without his body temperature changing. But I will tell you something.
He was underwater for 2 hours with a tube.
I don't know, but probably up to the shoulders.
Yeah.
But I can tell you something. When you go swimming, say in cold river or that, go in and you'll go into shock. Come straight out.
Yeah.
Wait till your body just starts to dry. Go in again. You don't feel it.
You know what's the same?
You'll be in all day.
You know what's the same?
What?
If it's a cold day, we specs,
mm-hmm.
and you go into a warm house, your specs steam up,
mm-hmm.
step back out of the house and come back in
again.
It's the same thing. Same thing.
You used to go surfing,
yeah.
snowing, a little yeah. ice everywhere. Yeah. You'd run in the water, leave your board, dive under, come out, go, and then once you calm down, walk out and you could be out for 4 hours.
You just
don't feel it.
No, I'm led to believe having that coldness is good for you.
Yeah, but...
But not from Wim Hof.
You don't need to put your whole body in.
No.
Wet your face.
Yeah.
Just soak your face in cold water and it's the dive.
See if you're overheating, put an ice cube behind your ear.
Wrists under the water.
Cools the whole system down.
Yeah, okay. It works.
Or you could pant like a dog.
No, that's different.
Okay.
So, this guy, Wim Hof, who I've just discovered, and I just by looking at him in his lotus position on an ice
sleazy
cube,
you can imagine he's got the nethers of a goat.
What does that look like?
Gnarled and hairy.
But he climbed Everest in shorts.
So did Brian Blessed, almost did it in like a knitted sweater.
Wait a minute. He barely got past base camp and he coughed up this green lung.
Yeah.
I saw the mountain, I climbed, and he didn't. He just coughed for about an hour and had to turn back. Let's be fair.
Well, but I don't believe Wim Hof went up in his shorts. Most people from Newcastle could do that. I went to university when I was 18 with a guy called Shorts. He was in the halls of residence. Mm-hmm. And he was called Shorts because he wore tight shorts all the time. He was a vet student. Couldn't sweat, had no sweat glands.
That happens.
So he overheated all the time. So he just had to wear shorts. He was a fucking prick.
My friend that I used to go surfing with, snow, anything, shorts.
Loved it.
That's all he wore. Yeah. But here's another thing, you do get used to the cold.
Yeah.
Now, my mum used to work in cancer research.
Right.
And she would work with an autoclave all the time.
Yeah.
But she got kind of quick with it where you'd put your hands in it. And she got so used to the heat. I'd watch her at home with a pot boiling stuff and she'd just put her hands in and take it out.
Yeah.
And then I saw her once with a grill and she put her hand in and in the flames and just pulled out and went, oh, that was warm. Wouldn't burn. But then after she left the work, slowly but surely it went away and things would burn her.
Oh.
You get used to it to a point and you can kind of...
Yeah.
But the cold...
You see those guys with ovens are doing the naan.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it would take the hair off your hands.
But they're used to it.
They're used to it, yeah.
And, but with going surfing in really cold weather, I got so used to it.
Oh.
And you would be out for 4 hours in ice cold.
You just loved it so much.
Yeah. But you got used to it.
I did. You get used to everything. Look,
The worst thing of going surfing was going in the cold.
Okay.
Because you had to go through that shock. Okay. But coming back, you were fine.
You wanted to stay out.
You were just roasting, constantly hot. So that was it. Not sure if I was on the verge of like hypothermia where
you get hot. Yeah, because you get a bit dappy. And
I've only had hypothermia
take your
3
clothes
times.
Off.
Oh, there was one time I was sitting on my board and I could feel it. Mm. And I thought, if I put my head down on the end of the board,
snooze.
Just have a wee snooze for 1 minute, I'll feel better. And I was like, oh, fuck, get out of the water. Oh, you're ready to have it. Yeah. In big waves, ready to have a wee sleep.
They often find people in the snow naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I see lots of conspiracy things in the forest and they find people's clothes and that. No, it's exposure.
The Dyatov, is it Dyatov incident?
Oh, yeah. Exposure,
yeah.
Took their clothes off and everything. Yeah, it's terrible.
Horrible, terrible.
The reckon that was, they made their own stoves.
Yeah.
And
there was a snowfall, wasn't there?
Yeah, and they reckon they could have sort of poisoned themselves a bit with these stoves, went outside, hypothermia within seconds and... Just a disaster, but not monsters, like they're saying.
No, not monsters. It's never monsters.
Number two, Prahlad Jani, who hasn't had food since 1940.
Lies.
So his superpower is lying.
Have you seen the guy in India who just had his arm in the air for 50 years?
Oh, and it looks like a bit of like beef jerky.
Yeah, that's a superpower.
What a poor bastard.
I
can't even reach
there was
a
guy,
shelf.
I think there was a guy in the mountain area in Iran, maybe, and he didn't wash for 67 years. Never washed once.
I saw him, and he used to smoke animal shit. He died recently.
Yeah.
I watched him. And
he looked a little bit like Fast Eddie.
It was something that people say, he hasn't washed in all these years, and you would never know. He looked like cake shit.
Yeah, he was just cake shit.
You couldn't see him for dirt.
The thing is, people didn't wash. Monkeys don't wash.
Yeah, but they groom.
The groom, but they're not washing.
They wash their hands.
They're picking stuff
They wash
off
their
them.
Hands.
They're picking
Monkeys
stuff
wash
off.
Their hands.
They lick the shit
In
off
the
their
groom.
Hands when they've...
In the groom.
People
Number
never
three.
Washed. Medieval times, folk never washed. It stank.
Radhakrishnan Velu.
Oh.
The Tooth King.
Oh.
He pulled a 7-coach train with his teeth.
What?
Now, here's the thing that bugs me about that. The rest of his body. Yeah. Everyone goes, look at his teeth. His legs were doing the fucking work.
Have you seen the guy that claimed he was immune to electricity, so he used to fuck about with power and stuff?
And just get electrocuted. Didn't bother him.
What the fuck?
I did see someone, they tested that. He says, it might be the same guy.
Yeah.
And they were giving him jolts.
Yeah.
He went, I don't feel anything. I went, right, we'll put it up. Until the point they put it up to, it would be stone dead anyone else. And he goes, oh, yeah, I feel that. and he's just taking it through the body.
Fuck, that's weird.
But they could actually...
It's like Rasputin used to take poison, small amounts of poison all the time.
Yeah.
So when you try to poison them, the fucker's immune to the poison. You have to shoot them.
I think that
can
work, because I think if you're allergic to peanuts, you start with a bit of dust every second day, and then they build it up where you take one peanut a day and you won't die of it.
Okay.
You just, it's,
that's nice.
But if you stop taking it, the body starts rejecting it again. Yeah. So this guy, seven coach train with his teeth. But you see his legs and his arms. I would say he's stronger. See, I wouldn't worry about his teeth.
If you watch that World's Strongest Man, they're not really pulling the thing. They're getting it going, and then its own momentum's going.
To be fair, I'm not going to get seven carriages going.
No. No, but you need weight. You need bulk.
That was like that guy. I was at Perth College, and they were building the new thing.
Uh-huh.
And there was a digger stuck in mud. And he put this bit of practically twine around one side of it. Started pulling. Now this thing must be 20 tons stuck in mud at an angle down the way, and he's pulling. So I start banging the window. So open the window. Mate, it's moving. So he went, fuck, and he started putting more into it. Then he eventually gave up, and he looked at it, and he was like, yeah, I've moved it about. And he thought he moved it. Completely convinced.
Jesus.
But I started shouting, then other people were going, it's moving, go on, it's moving.
People are fucking idiots.
It wasn't moving. But he was like, he was turning purple. He was really putting effort in. He believed he was going to move this 20-ton digger. Jeez. It was incredible.
That's nice.
It was incredible. So that's teeth strength, which I was told from my dentist, I have very dense bones, very strong teeth.
Okay, nice.
Very difficult to pull out my head. That's why I had like four people holding me down to do it. Number four. Kevin Richardson.
Oh.
The Lion Whisperer.
Oh, fuck off.
Now, I'll tell you this. Anyone who claims to whisper any animal, right? Any animal. Lions, tigers, dogs. They're after that middle-aged divorcee pussy. That's what they want. That's all they do. Because what they do is they wear a tight T-shirt and they go to the lion. Now, and there's a woman standing beside them. And he goes, that lion, I can talk to him. And all we need to do, that's what they do.
It's like stage hypnotists. It's like those guys that smoking cessation hypnotists.
Yeah.
They just grope you.
That's all they do. Right? Fucking, so these animal whisperers, right? What you'll have a mate. And she's just been through a divorce. So what does she do? She buys herself a leather jacket.
And a big
she
dog.
Gets herself a new haircut. And she goes, I've seen this thing. And it's this man. And he whispers to gerbils.
Well, remember the horse whisperer?
Oh, Monty Roberts. Know all about him.
But
fake.
But he got poisoned by mushrooms.
He's just an idiot.
They've all got kidney transplants and stuff. They have mushrooms in Scotland somewhere.
Well, he
it's equus. It's a language of equus.
You see a horse. Not one man in the audience.
You can't speak to a horse. But the thing you can do, and this works, I've done it myself, horses communicate with each other physically. They look over their shoulder. If you want a horse to follow you, walk away from it and look over your shoulder, and they fucking follow you.
Right, here's what Monty Roberts did.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I went to it. I was waiting outside for my friend. I took her.
Yeah.
And I went, I'll just wait outside. It wasn't on for long. So it's this big show, and all these middle-aged women all dressed up.
They loved because you wore a cowboy hat.
Horses, right, getting whispered, right?
Did Robert Redford play them in the film?
That's right. But here's what happens. Outside, tons of horses turn up. They come out and choose all the ones that are like, da-ba-da-ba-da, right? Go in, and the people that took the horses in said, no, that's not the problem it had. They announce, here's the problem it has. They bring it on, went, look, the problem's gone. They also drugged the horses.
Oh. You didn't see the dog psychic, did you? Pet psychic.
Bet surrounded
did
by middle-aged women.
The pet psychic. There was a woman who had this cat, and she says, God, she likes your hair. Cat really likes your hair. What she'd like is a memory foam blanket. You like that? You expect us to believe a cat understands what a memory foam blanket is?
See, man,
it's con merchant bullshit.
I kind of stopped at her reading the cat's mind, but right enough. How do you know what memory foam is? Who have you been hanging around with?
Fuck. Middle class?
Jesus. What?
No, I hate memory foam mattress because you just sweat.
It just fills up a water.
It's supposed to be good for bed sores. No, whisperers. It's like
lies.
There's a guy who's the dog trainer. And it's simple because the amount of people who have dogs and they've never had a dog, they don't understand how a dog thinks. And the dog, within 2 seconds, this guy could train the dog because he understands dogs. Yeah. There was one he went to in Edinburgh, and it was this fucking idiot couple, and all they wanted to do was show off their nice house. Mm-hmm. She had a wee Pomeranian called Luca or something, fucking Jazzmeister Jeff.
Oh.
You know what it ate?
What?
It would only eat fillet steak she'd pre-chewed.
See, the fillet steak I got to, but I believe
she'd to chew it.
You said pre-chewed.
She'd to chew it and feed it, and it would eat it. Only eat that. It wouldn't eat on the floor. It would only eat in her lap when she was chewing the food.
I heard just last week.
She's like an imbecile.
There's a guy that'll only eat his food once his girlfriend chews it for him.
It's a sex thing.
That's disgusting.
But they trained the dog
within 2 seconds. You even touched my fork, I'd kill you.
Trained it within 2 seconds. It just wanted to eat food. It's a fucking dog.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say who, but there's certain dogs that they get people are trying to negotiate with them.
Don't negotiate.
And I got to look after the dog for an hour.
Uh-huh.
I had it fully trained. Not because I'm special. No. I just expected it to do it. And it goes, oh, I know what you mean.
The dog wants to do what it's told.
And it's fine.
It enjoys it.
No, it's like, well, stop telling it what to do. It's done enough. You're like, no.
A dog doesn't want to make decisions.
That's right.
If you make the decision,
you don't need
dog,
to be mean to a dog. You don't need to do anything. No. Just, especially a dog that's a working dog. Just go, do this, and they go, oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah, and then within minutes, they've got it.
Enjoy it.
My cat's fully trained, for fuck's sake.
The things you can get a dog to do if you've got a tube of Primula cheese. I'm telling you, anything.
This is one that shocked me, this next one. Uh-huh. Not because of what the thing was. Do you remember Ben Underwood, a black kid, and he was just clicking because he was blind?
Oh, yeah.
He died in 2009 from cancer.
Oh.
I thought this was...
There's another guy who's blind that does the same thing. Yeah. White guy.
It's wonderful.
He clicks.
But I think they teach it now. And you get a little... You get a little machine that'll put out the clicks.
Yeah.
And people are... They're seeing.
Fascinating, yeah.
It's wonderful. But I think they could get it down to the width of a pencil at about 3 feet. They can... That's amazing.
Remember the black kid that could do, he'd photographic memory and he would look at someone
yeah,
once.
Yeah, I didn't include him in this because I consider that a genuine.
That's a skill, yeah, that's yeah. That was wonderful.
And I didn't include him because he just looks at it,
draws it. Dundee got a guy
to
do a drawing of Dundee.
Uh-huh.
And I think they thought it was the original guy. It wasn't.
And
so
it was all shit. It was all wrong.
They just thought, can all black people look the same?
Yeah.
Honestly. So they just got the same guy.
You've just said that, but I'm aware of at least part of the story behind that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think you are 100% accurate on. Yeah. But this wonderful kid.
Because the guy did.
He died all those years ago.
Because the guy had done.
Terrible.
The guy had done a. I forget the lad's name that had the photographic memory, but he went to see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And he done a drawing. You seen Michael Crawford done the drawing on, and Michael Crawford had said, "Oh, that's not right. He made a mistake." And he says, "No, no, no. It's from the performance last night." And right enough, he was wearing a different shirt.
Shit.
And he got the night. He put three buttons on the sleeve. There was somebody who'd noticed.
Have you
seen the guy who does the micro sculptures?
No. What's this one?
Oh my God. He's not a pleasant man. He's a very strange guy. He's to live. He's got this set up with the microscope, and he carves, like you'll carve the Statue of Liberty on a piece of rice, or on the tip of a match.
I've seen it. I know what you're meaning.
But he's.
I know what you mean.
He's had to learn to like make his incisions and cuts when the heartbeat.
Yeah, because so it doesn't work.
He's created for himself a nightmare, like a fucking nightmare.
Well, when you used to shoot, people say, oh, snipers, they have to shoot in between heartbeats. No, if you're just shooting any rifle through a scope, when your heartbeat goes, it goes, bum, 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 bum. Of course you have to shoot in between it. Everything moves.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's
that
good.
Guy. He's just
another guy.
To move because there's a
have
subway.
Have you seen, there's a white kid, lovely guy.
We're not knowing these guys' names. These guys,
I can't. Oh, no, I do. Trent, he's autistic. And they go, Trent, and he does requests and drawings.
Okay.
And he does these little quick drawings. Fucking amazing.
Have you seen
it's amazing. I love Trent.
I don't
Trent.
Know this woman's Trent. Name either. But she's blind. I believe she's autistic, but she plays the piano.
Right.
And she kind of, Stevie Wonder's her head. Fucking incredible. Great. Incredible. It's incredible.
Look for Trent and his drawings.
And he does your wee drawings.
Beautiful.
There's an autistic laddie in Japan who does these sculptures of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be able to find them, but he goes to like a centre place, and they're extraordinary. They're like salamanders. They're all spiny. They're extraordinary.
Oh, I love them.
Ken, you couldn't. His mind is so unusual and distinctive vision. You couldn't mimic. Try copying him, fucking AI. Yeah, it would struggle.
Because there's something there. There's something
unique about him. Yeah.
It's like this, Trent. They go, you know, what are you drawing today? So they give him a thing, and there's loads of merch and everything. He's doing really well. And he does this quick drawing, but there's a subtlety in it that just makes it just beyond beautiful.
It's like just, if you want just a gateway into just the human psyche.
Yes.
It's outsider art.
Outsider art is incredible.
You just, intensity. There was a Scottish guy that did stuff, and he'd make stuff out of wool he found on barbed wire fences.
Yeah.
Just,
well, I first got into the outsider thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it started, I think there was a Canadian label that would get outsider musicians and put them
their
together.
The drawings are bonkers.
But outsider musicians, I remember getting this album and people thought you were laughing at them. You're like, you don't understand.
No.
You've never heard anything like this. Yeah. Whether it's good or not.
No, but it's unique.
You've never heard anything like you say, it's a gateway
into the human
mind.
There's a guy, and I forget his name, and he does these cityscapes. Mm-hmm. And the details is just what? And his Zeppelin's going about, and it's just... I tell you, talking of music, there's a woman, which I discovered the other day, called Connie Converse. Have you heard that
name?
No. And Connie Converse, you know how Bob Dylan, when he started, because Bob Dylan's name was spelled D-I-L-L-O-N. He was...
Oh, okay.
He was like cowboy kind of name.
Okay.
And then he changed it to Dylan Thomas kind of thing because he wanted to be an intellectual. But he was like a coffee house folky guy. The popular person before Dylan was this Connie Converse. And Connie Converse is as unique a person as you can imagine. Pretty much a genius. Went to school, could do anything she put her mind to. But she decided she wanted to be a singer-songwriter. Very strange look. Music wild, really interesting. But then one day she just wrote letters to people and said, I've kind of had enough. And she just disappeared. They don't know what happened to her. Mm-hmm. She just dropped off the face of the earth. But they've discovered her music and the way she sings and everything. You're like, what is this?
If you listen to outsider art for the first time, people go, that's just shit. Stop.
No.
Sit back and let the madness wash over you. And you go, hold on. And like you say, this is a little insight genuinely to the psyche. Right. Where they've been influenced by nothing and they just create
the thing
this
is,
work.
Because anything you make as an artist, everything's derivative of something.
Yes.
I hate the worst thing people say, and it fucking infuriates me, is people go, they're a self-taught artist.
No.
That's a lie. No.
That's like
bullshit.
Me as a musician. I never went to a lesson, but I've had lessons from the greatest musicians ever.
No self-taught. But derivative, and that's what maybe that's my issue with AI a lot. I think it's a little bit derivative. Everything by its nature has to be derivative. Yes.
It only can
so be. You need these, you need uniqueness.
But what happens when the AI starts getting a randomization, which is acceptable to view? Then you're like, shit, it'll just be creating something that's.
But I think that leap is maybe more than they think it's going to be.
I think it will be more. I think it'll be a lot more difficult. Yeah. But. Yeah. I could only see it coming.
Yeah.
Number six.
I think we have to smash it all down.
No, I don't.
Switch the internet off.
I like it because you go, AI. But every night you're on AI making stupid cock pictures.
Well, not every day.
Pretty much.
It won't let me do cock pictures.
No, I know. Well, how do you know that? Because you've tried to do cock pictures.
I typed in a flaming penis, right?
Right.
And it said it was inappropriate. And I got a stern warning if I repeated that request.
You're out.
I'd be out. It lets you do boobs, though, I noticed.
There's ways around it.
Lets you do... I put phallus. Phallus is fine.
Yes, there's ways around it.
Phallus.
And when you're doing a prompt, write a prompt like you're doing Mills and Boone.
Yeah.
Don't say model standing looking at sea. Yeah. Say, glorious, beautiful, stunning, ethereal model gazing out into her past.
Yeah.
And it does it perfect. If you don't, it gets a bit wonky.
The more information you give it, the better.
Creative information.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Number six, Daniel Browning Smith.
Rather than putting giant penis, giant flaming penis made of chocolate and marzipan, I would write the spiritual penis gazes willfully. Gazes willfully into its past and regrets decisions it made.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, if you do that. Yeah. The AI goes, oh, thank fuck, I know what I'm doing now.
Okay.
And it does it, yeah. It's really strange.
Okay.
It's you've got to. It's a new way of learning. So you sort of think backwards.
Okay.
Right. Okay. The way I've figured out to get good AI pictures is when you're selling something.
Chris will have his trousers down. At this point.
When you're selling a product. Mm-hmm. You've got to be careful you don't sell the product you want to sell. You've got to sell the product that the customer wants to see. So when you're doing that, don't think of it, what the outcome. Think of the way you would interpret it from the other side.
Yeah.
And you'll get much closer very quick. Yeah, and it works really well. Because some of the AI I'm using, people are asking, oh, what are you using? And they went, it doesn't work for me. And they went, no, you have to get the prompts right. Think backwards. Okay. So Daniel Browning Smith, I am, the rubber man.
Now, oh, having the stretchy cut.
No. This is another guy. Oh. This is Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four would stretch and he would get a cat out of a tree.
He
would help someone. He'd stop a bank robbery. Every picture I found of Daniel Browning Smith, he's looking at his own arse with his chin resting on his balls. That's all he does. He's just got his arsehole right at his
so
face.
So basically he's just went to suck himself off.
He can do it.
Practiced.
He's beyond that. He's right. His face is
He can
is
lick
at the
his
anus.
Own arsehole.
Yes.
Because the cock's a struggle, but imagine getting to your own arse.
He's all the way to
It'd
the
It'd be
arse.
Good if you could go back the way.
Well, that's a whole other thing. But he's every picture I got of him, he was on TV, he's with Oprah Winfrey, he's in loads of things, and he's looking at his arse.
I don't know if Oprah Winfrey could lick her own arse.
No, you wouldn't.
Doesn't seem very flexible.
Not at all.
Okay.
But that's what he does, so I'm not impressed with him.
Okay.
I'd want to do more than
that. Because there was a stretchy guy.
Yeah.
He'd just give himself like it was horrible.
I think he ended up joining the Jim Rose.
He did, everybody else.
Because he was dead straight. He was like, I think he worked in a bank and he wore a shirt and tie. Within a year, he's got tattoos all over his head and everything.
Tattoo in his skin.
You'd have to pull it out and put it up on a line with pegs and then work on it.
The best superpower is the ginger Scottish guy, the regurgitator.
Yeah, I don't think he can do it now, can he?
Can he not? What happened?
I don't know. I think he might have hurt his
throat.
He'd
swallow a...
He was golf balls. No, snooker balls. He would swallow loads of them and bring them back up.
In
different order.
Orders and shit.
Number
he
seven.
Once swallowed £2 coins in a balloon and popped the balloon between the coins. And he's just, oh.
It's insane.
A lot of saliva.
Oh. There's a guy who can't sleep. After suffering a high fever, the only side effect, he's had a bad liver since it. But he can't sleep. And he's been studied for ages.
He'd be dead.
He's crazy. No, I think he's crazy. Yeah. And he goes into these, he tries to concentrate. He sits and doesn't move for ages, pretending he's asleep to try and shut his body down, but he's wide awake.
You would go insane.
Yeah. He goes, I think
you can't process the days.
It's damaged him.
Oh, fuck, that's terrifying.
I'd love it.
He'll be dead soon.
But I'd love it. You never sleep. I could do shit.
Oh, that's a kind of...
There's not enough hours in the
day. All these politicians, Thatcher used to do this. Mm-hmm. I only need 2 hours sleep a night. It's always a lie.
Well, I can assure you for a long period I was having 4 hours a night and they almost got me into a sleep clinic and were worried about it. They said, this is...
Rightly
and
so.
I didn't go, I've had 4 hours, I'm doing stuff. I was ill. I was constantly ill. It's not good for you. It makes you feel terrible.
I need 7 hours sleep.
I wish I could, but I'm up. Seven. I just wake up every night.
And
then
I get
up
at seven. Yeah.
I'm up at four every
go
day.
Go bed at 12, go up at seven.
Normally I go at 12, I'm up
6:45.
At 6:45. Bizarrely, I'm up at 4:05. And I'm up doing stuff.
You're up doing stuff. Oh.
Number eight.
Okay.
Tibetan monks can change their body temperature at will.
Okay.
I don't know the purpose
of it. It's all
the
navel gazing. I saw one Tibetan monk and he was just out in the wind. He was just cased in ice.
Why?
He's just covered in ice.
But what's the purpose of all this?
Pointless. Navel gazing. Have you seen the monks that self-mummified?
Yeah.
They went into like a hole and took teas and it just desiccated them
and
alive.
They're sitting upright
and they're
dead. Strange as anything.
So stupid.
Natasha Deminka,
okay,
can see through people's flesh and she can see what's wrong with you.
No, she can't.
No, she can't. It's just fucking lies.
It's just lies. Yeah, it's
just
a lie.
Daniel Tammet has autistic savant syndrome and he can recite pi to 22,414 places and can speak 11 languages fluently. He learned some of them in a couple of weeks.
Genius.
Eh?
We'll have some social skills.
Yeah.
Social lacking. So,
but here's the problem, right? I am socially lacking, but I can't do fuck all.
But the human brain there's a lot of potential, even Fast Eddie. He's a remarkable creature.
Do you think?
Yes.
I'm not
just being
sure.
A human. All the decisions you have to make. If I reach across and go, God, I'm not on that pencil. Just that act is extraordinary. Try and get a robot to do that.
I understand that.
But I can be scratching my arse while thinking about this. I can think about a number of
but
things.
But I've been in a pub playing a gig and I saw Fast Eddie reach for a pint and he put his hand in it like that and licked it all off his hand. So I think
but that was a conscious decision.
Yeah, maybe. But I think, no, I'm just saying. Right.
Okay.
The last one. I think this is the one that really ends all superpowers.
Okay.
And I found one and I looked for one in Dundee and there is one from 1991.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the person's name because it's very real and I'm not going to do that. But he claimed he had a superhero power that he can see into the future a quarter second at a time. Exactly. And I thought, oh, you fucking can. Now, I thought it was a joke. This guy's been going on about this and he's been demanding to be studied for 30 years and no one's studying him because he can see into the future a quarter second at a time.
Idiot bastard.
And he's a chain smoker. I'll give some things away. He wears a bonnet, you'll understand. He has 80 cigarettes a day and he can see into the future a quarter second at a time. How fucking frustrating is that? That's what Dundee's superpower. Imagine living next door to him. Now, someone has studied it, right?
Uh-huh.
And they think, yeah, he is getting this sensation. He does feel.
Yeah.
He is seeing things. Uh-huh. He is feeling it. It's like a deja vu, but constantly.
Oh, it's unpleasant, yeah.
And when something happens, you go, I've just...
There is a problem. There's a chemical imbalance.
And it's not
unknown. Because deja vu is a horrible feeling.
I don't like
but
it at all.
But it's just your... Yeah.
Yeah, you're just synapses. Yeah, it gives you this sensation.
There's a lag.
But they reckon this is not as uncommon as you think.
Okay.
And it does happen. Some people have got this sensation after having strokes and all this sort of stuff. But he's just living every day. A quarter of a second, just like everything. He's seen it already. Now, that's his interpretation, a quarter of a second. But it's basically just not... never-ending deja vu.
But Dundee special... Well, there's a famous Dundee guy. Went to Denge Road Market.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a Picasso.
Okay.
Endlessly been in the press saying he's being conned. Folk won't accept it. It's a 1970s. Can you get those chipboard, like hardboard with a print on it?
Oh, the lovely one. What's it called? Wings of Desire. Yeah, my favourite.
But this was just a Picasso one. I think it was Guernica. But he said, no, this is a genuine Picasso. And can folk are trying to con me out of this. They're no getting it. It's mine. It's Picasso. And folks say, it's no Picasso. It's just a... And he will not accept the fact or truth.
Well, what about the British guy that has the Andy Warhol? And because he won't pay this Andy Warhol committee in New York, they say, oh, it's not real.
It won't be, though, probably.
But it is real.
Yeah,
well. He was gifted it personally. Oh, well. He was a friend of his. And he's got it, and they say it isn't real
because
a
guy,
you have to pay them.
Is it Barry Jewell or somebody's name is? And the ballet dancer Nureyev, he befriended him.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Canadian. I think his family were like beer barons. Mm-hmm. So he didn't, and he was an idiot. So they basically gave him money to fuck off. So he would just like hook into celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and he was outside Francis Bacon's house washing a car with his top off. In the 60s, and Bacon invited him in, and then he became like Bacon's man. He's factotum. But what he was doing was Bacon famously, if he didn't like his work, he would destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling this guy to destroy his work, and he was fucking keeping stuff.
Oh, I could imagine, yeah.
But then not only was he keeping stuff, which Bacon was wanting destroyed, he was then making up work. He was producing work. He claimed it was Bacon.
I love that, yeah.
Just an absolute crook.
Yeah, I love all that.
Dundee specialises in dodgy businessmen, but not superheroes.
Not superheroes apart. Do you imagine the frustration? The lottery's coming on. You've got quarter. Fuck! I knew it! I knew the answer!
If I was him,
can't do
I'd get a supercomputer.
Yeah.
Because, like, in big business, like, a lot of the smartest people in the world have gone to work for these fucking hedge funds. And it's all short in the system and just getting that edge.
Just
you want
a
to make
tiny,
a micro
tiny
edge.
Yeah.
So if he had the money, he probably could do it. I watched a thing the other day, and it was a. It's like a
I think he's a volunteer at he's an idiot. Community garden.
There's, of course, these places are supposed to be chill. You're zen. Mm-hmm. They're chilling. These community gardens. You go there to relax. But everybody volunteers there's a fucking maniac.
Yeah, and they go, this is our garden now.
Fucking the fuck!
So you go in, I'm going to have a seat. And they went, what are you doing here? I went, I'm having a seat.
No, no, that's my seat!
They went, I went up once and I was passing through. Because there's one where you take a shortcut onto Loon's Road and it's
watch
there.
Watch yourself.
And they went like that, what are you doing here? I went, what? I'm walking. I went, ah, well, we don't want this destroyed. I went, get the fuck, you arsehole. Who did you? I'm walking past it. I'm going to the shops, you maniac. But this is what happens. There's always a stronger personality. So I may have superpowers.
Yeah, you could have.
You just don't know. I know that my fingernails grow quite. I have to cut them 3 times a week.
That's what corpses do. It's not the fingers growing. It's not the fingernails growing. It's the nail bed shrinking.
I know, but I do have to cut them. I cut them last night. They're sharp already.
Stuart, his nails grow. Stuarty.
Yeah.
And I've told him he's just slowly dying.
Superpowers. I was told after.
We're all magical in our own
gas
way.
Uh-huh. Sprayed in my face. Uh-huh. Got burnt and everything.
Uh-huh.
And they said, there's actually a sort of mutation that can cause. Yeah. I'm a mutant. Mm. But my only mutant power is if there's too much sun on me, I kind of swell up a bit.
It's like if you get sprayed with the giant hogweed juice.
Jesus, that's
it's
dangerous.
The same horrible stuff.
You get it all along the dick,
have you seen those fuckers that, like, they're on YouTube and they get bitten by stuff on purpose?
Yeah, I have to watch it.
So do I.
I have to watch it.
But they just they make a right half of it.
But they get, what's it, the tarantula wasp?
There's one called the cow killer. It's
yeah.
So sorry.
It's a cow killer.
Cows commit suicide.
Goes, and what we're going to do, we're just going to... And he goes... And he's turning blue and shit. And they put down the camera. And you're like, why are you doing this?
You just don't do that.
If it's called the cow killer,
they let
I can imagine.
Get bitten by like a brown recluse spider and shit. You're like, what are you
I've
doing?
Been bitten by a brown recluse and I was very lucky nothing happened. Jesus Christ. But the girl I was living with, her mum, had a shark bite on her thigh and it was brown recluse. And it looked like a shark. It was like meat missing. I had to remove it and everything.
I've told this story before. I was cutting a hedge and a bumblebee stung me in the thigh.
It's fucking sore.
Sore as fuck. And the bit where it stung me about 5 years ago, numb. Still numb.
Yes. It'll fuck you up. All nerve damage.
And that's a bumblebee.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, that was
I was going to say tell us your superpowers, but you know these fucking...
What superpowers would some of them have? Chris may have a superpower.
I doubt it. I've got a feeling they don't.
A hero has.
It's a, what's in it?
It's maybe like...
You're going to find...
Maybe like Medusa. It contains snakes.
Oh, could be. I don't like the idea of this.
Contains snakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon.
Have you seen a garter snake orgy?
Yes.
That's what his hair's like.
Ugh, sticky.
Bastard.
Join us on Patreon where you could see this full show for very little. I mean, we had someone the other day from Hong Kong saying...
Did we?
Originally from Dundee.
Okay, of course.
They've lived and worked in Hong Kong for 35 years and they heard us and went, great stuff.
Oh.
So despite that...
So it's the good thing about it, it'll encourage him never to come home.
That's it. He'll never come back
never.
Here.
He was. He,
I'm afraid
bad,
after 35
like
years, it's Hong Kong.
I'm in Hong Kong. I'm getting homesick for the old town.
No.
I'll tell you what, I'll listen to this podcast and get the feel for the place. No, I'm never going back.
What do you want? Do you want Hong Kong or Kirkton?
He immediately
well, that's all I'm saying.
He immediately took his passport and just put it in the shredder.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen... Until next
and
time.
And Dundee's not reached out to us, have you noticed?
We've
not been approached.
Listen, Dundee is aware of us. They're very aware because we're getting listened to the more than any other podcast in Dundee and they didn't like it. They don't like it. We've been banned from every fucking council thing. We've been chucked off every Twitter that's anything to do with Dundee.
Oh.
They don't like us. But when we get to the next stage...
We're insurgents.
They'll come crawling. Just you wait and see.
When we get Michelle McManus on here for an interview.
They'll come crawling.
They'll come crawling.
They'll come crawling. George Galloway.
Oh. Oh.
You know
honest
he would.
To God.
You know he would.
He would as well.
All we do is we just go, fuck all these conspiracies, eh? He'll be like,
oh.
He'll come on. That's like my old friend. Now, my old friend once gave me an out-of-the-blue lecture about why he hated conspiracy theorists.
Was his
never came up. Never came up. I never had a conspiracy theory. He just went, oh, and you it just, went on for an hour. So
you
I
look
thought,
like somebody that would have.
No, no, this was after years of knowing him. It just came out of the blue. But he got really angry about it. And I thought, well, this is my opportunity. So every conspiracy theory book that I could get my hand on, I used to go down. And I'd go, I've been reading this book. Do you want to read it? Anything. Any conspiracy. 9/11. Anything. And I never read the books, but I put so much effort in. I would say, have you heard this? And you heard, and you used to get so mad at me. And I'd just wind them up. And I stuck to it for about 4 years.
Wonderful.
I loved it.
Isn't it?
Never, and you know me, I do not like conspiracy theories, but I thought, fuck you.
I think we have a lot to offer, Dundee, because it's in a hole, and you know we're good with holes.
Well.
We could dig ourselves right out of a hole.
Or in.
Into a hole.
And we're both the cause and solution to all our problems.
I think the V&A was throwing a bit more cash.
What? How could they get more cash?
They've had more cash.
Right. That swimming pool in Dundee, we've just been told, after, what, 6 million of repairs, is shut again, and they went, we don't know when we're opening it. How can we open it?
They're the wrong kind of water.
Right, it'll be the wrong kind of air next. I'm serious.
Imagine what we could do with 6 million.
What could we do in here? We could get some more lights.
I would have a solid gold desk.
No.
Yeah.
You never thought about moving it.
No, but we'd be so wealthy, we wouldn't need to move it.
Right, here's the thing. I'm going to reach out to Dundee Council.
Aye.
We're actually... People have come to Dundee as tourists because of us.
Well, the wrong kind. Matt Starton came here.
Yeah, and there was Tyrone.
The street cleaners. They've never gone for it.
On strike because of it. Okay, but in general, people are coming here.
Yeah.
Right? They're not... They go to the V&A and everyone walks out going, that was shit.
That was a bad use of space. They come here, they go, wow.
They come out of here, they go, that was shit, but at least they got a biscuit. That's true.
We got a biscuit.
Get a biscuit. Everyone gets a biscuit when you come here.
No, a good biscuit. Ladies. Partially chewed, because a lot of our listeners like me to chew the food before they have it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was a long one.
It was a long one. We're still going, but we'll do it again. Until next time.
Ta-ra.
Later.
And wash your balls.
Oh, wash your balls.
Because folk aren't there.
Now, wait, well, fuck it, we'll keep going. We're going to do new merch.
Oh, are we?
Right, we're going to do new merch.
With balls on it.
There'll be new merch coming. There's designs happening.
Oh.
You're acting like you don't know. We know what we're doing.
I don't know.
There's a plan, but there'll be new merch coming because I do not like when people put new merch up every 6 months. I think it's exploitative.
Oh, it is. It is bad.
So it's been a few years. 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
So it's time for new stuff, and we will put the old stuff will stay there, and we'll put new stuff up.
We'll put some new stuff.
Until next time, laters.
Ta-ra.